Welcome to These Are Good Days with Lee Ann Miller.
And Matt Barris.
Well, Matt, two things.
I'm just settling in over
here. The first thing is you have on fancy sweats.
I fancy sweats.
And the second thing is I saw you bust a move on the dance floor to a Fergie song that I was not familiar with.
Fergie Ferg. Listen, these Baptist hips, they know how to move.
They do.
They've made three babies.
You.
I know how to dance.
You know, yeah. Some people wouldn't know that about you.
Well, and you know, I'm not going to lie. At this particular recent wedding, Mallory and I discovered through Joey's wedding that we're on the other side of the age gap at weddings. Weddings aren't designed for 40-year-olds with children.
Now I will.
The real dancers are the 20-year-olds. We had like a 40s and 50s section with our friends your Virginia girlfriends.
Yes.
I literally said to your Virginia girlfriends, "What would Jerry Falwell Sr. think of you now?" And Aunt Gigi went, "He'd look down on us and say, 'You go, girls.'"
he probably would. Now, my Virginia girls, for those of you that don't know, we're 57. We're all 57. And we met when we were 10.
Yeah.
And we have been friends for a very long time.
That's right.
And they helped me so much.
They did help you so much.
Oh, they helped me so much.
And
listen, ring the bell for them and Heather Whitaker.
And Gigi.
And Marcus and Kelvin.
I know,
Heather
Nest,
Whitaker, yes.
Heather
the
Whitaker. All the people.
All the people. Mel.
You had
you
a
all.
Tribe. We'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there.
But yes, I can bust a move. my biggest level of comfort at wedding dances, though, are the line dances. I do love the line dances.
Okay, yes, you do.
After a
while,
choreograph. With the ones where you're just saying, like, slap my butt and, you know, get on the floor, I don't really know what to do after a while. Like, there's only so much getting on the floor that can be gotten until I go, I don't know what to do next. But it was very fun.
Oh, it was so fun.
It was very fun
to
dance.
Listen, I want to tell you, my feet still hurt. Several days later, my feet still hurt.
That's right. Hey, this whole episode is going to kind of be centered around the wedding.
Yes.
So a lot of our good days.
Yes.
Wedding reflections and those type of things. So we're going to kind of put a pause. Oh, am I boring you?
No. I'm just tired. We're going to do a segment.
So we're going to kick it right off with our segment.
Yeah, I have to read what our segment is. The title is so long.
Hard.
Okay, it's something random I need to share that might not make a difference to you at all.
Okay.
You go first.
Here's mine. I sent this to you on Instagram, and you know, it's very poignant. Last week's episode, I brought up a couple things that people wanted to tell me more about.
Okay.
I got messages after last week's episode about Little House on the Prairie.
I didn't know this.
Disney Danielle, her and her daughter have been watching through it since she was in kindergarten. I don't know. I don't know if we have to do anything.
Your kids would love it.
You know what? In the year of our Lord 2025, I'm living like Leanne and saying, I'm not doing what I don't want to do. I don't do anything I don't want to do. I sent this to you. I don't know if you saw this on Instagram, but I follow some of these accounts that are like cool facts about history that I love. I love nerdy stuff like
this.
And
I know
it was
you
the story of Laura Ingalls. Did you read this?
No, but it's real.
It was the story of Laura Ingalls Wilder.
It's a true story.
Yeah. Well, let me say it.
Okay.
So I didn't know this. So if you didn't know this and you are a Little House on the Prairie fan, my algorithm thinks I love it now. Okay. So I'm getting content about Little House. So here's the thing that's fascinating to me. Laura Ingalls Wilder lived in a one-room shack, no plumbing, poor family in like the late 1800s. I think it was 1865 is maybe when she was born. I'm literally going off of memory. But her family moved around quite a bit when she was younger. They were poor. They moved out in the Western states. Mm-hmm. By the age of 15, she became a school teacher.
Yes.
She married a man.
Alonzo.
Yeah. You already know this. Mm-hmm. I believe he wasn't great to her, right?
No, not in the show.
I don't remember.
In the show, he was wonderful.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. But basically, she was poor her whole life. In 1932, she published her first book called Little Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah, something like that.
I think is what it's called. I don't know.
Little House on the Prairie?
I don't think it's that. All the Little House people are going to come for me. Because there's a tribe out there. But she published her book, and she was later in life, and she became like a millionaire overnight. Aww. But she didn't have a college education. She wasn't a great writer. She submitted her book to publishers multiple times, and her sister and her kept editing it over and over and over and over. And somebody finally picked it up in 1932, and then it became what it is today.
Oh, and so I love that
it's, you know, she was just writing. She said that she was writing the Little House stories so she wouldn't forget what life was like. Because if you think about the time, the 1920s and 1930s, yeah. The world was changing so rapidly, yes. You know, from her time in 1865 to where that book was published in 1932, yes. We got cars, we got planes,
you
know, technology. I know that we think we live in a technological age, but could you imagine not having a car and then having a car and not being able to fly across the world and being able, like, technology was booming for her.
Well, I don't know if you could have flown across the world at that point.
Well, I think Earhart did some things across the Atlantic.
Yes.
But, you know, I just think it's really cool that she set out to say, I just don't want to forget what life was like before. So that's my something random for this week. What about you?
My something random is there is a shoe brand called Naturalizer.
Okay.
And, you know, some people might think it's granny, but it's not. They have really nice, cool shoes, and they make a comfortable heel. Now, I couldn't really walk in it.
Is this what we were wearing this weekend?
Yes.
Okay.
For a moment. And then I took them off because I was like, I walked down the aisle in them because I just wanted to put my best foot forward. And I thought maybe a fat heel was a good idea.
And maybe twisting your ankle.
But I made it.
You did.
And then I took them off promptly and put on a pair of flats. But Naturalizer makes a comfortable heel. Now, Naturalizer, if you are listening, you know, I will say, though, that I think heels are overrated. I don't know who came up with them. I don't know why it happened.
Never tried it, but I never want to.
Yeah, I don't want to do it. But Naturalizer is, for all intents and purposes, if you wear heels, try the Naturalizer. They have some good comfy shoes.
All right. I support that. All right. Well, let's talk about our good days.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you a part of my wedding weekend that you weren't a part of.
Well, yeah,
that
because
was a good day.
Yeah. Because
so tell me,
good days,
and you're going to tell me something I wasn't a part of.
Yes. Okay. Go ahead.
Memory that sticks out for me this weekend. So Mallory and I went with two of our three counselor cluster friends. Mm-hmm. We were with Kat and Emily, and the four of us decided to get an Airbnb this
weekend.
So we were there Friday and Saturday night, and literally all we did, literally, was sit around and talk.
I know.
When
I
we weren't with you at the wedding festivities, we got this cute little Airbnb. The hosts of it were so nice and texting me over the weekend. It was a little hunter green cabin set in the woods, and it was decorated beautifully. And it had a screened in porch on the back that had like a little hammock kind of chair that Mallory was like, she would wake up early and go sit out there.
Love it.
It was raining on Sunday when we left, and we had the doors open and the windows open. And Mallory and I get up early still. So we were like reading books in different places. And the part save the wedding for me, besides that part, was just spending time with them.
Yes.
All of us literally said, you know, we don't have to wait for a wedding to do something like this because it was so fun.
The next one's going to be Teddy's.
I know.
So you can do it there too.
We might need to do it before.
You might.
We don't need a wedding. But it was.
That's the point, right?
Yeah. It was just so fun. And we all brought groceries. We had great food that we cooked for each other. it was just so fun. And so it was just one of those moments, you know, we were there for the wedding, but I'll remember that part for a long time too.
I love that.
So what about you?
You know,
not the actual wedding.
There was so much around it. I will say that, you know, getting ready for it, you know, for several months I was collecting things to do the centerpieces on the tables. And, you know, shout out to Marcus and Kevin and Heather, because before the wedding day, from morning until, you know, for several hours,
we
were decorating the centerpieces. And to see all of the things come together, all of the thrifted things, all of the vintage things, just really made me happy.
Did you have stuff in boxes that you hadn't seen in quite a while?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, wrapped. And
it was awesome.
We had to unwrap everything and get it ready. And so that was a highlight for me. That felt like a good day. But also just being with the kids, just being with everyone was wonderful.
Yeah. We want to talk a little bit today about just wedding reflections. And, you know, I'm sure you had a lot spinning around in your head. I might throw some questions to you.
Yes,
I don't know.
Yes. And last week, you know, we talked about it last week that we would talk about it this week. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad I pushed a pause button.
Totally.
And had some time to really just reflect and to think about it and to be real intentional with what I say and just how I express myself, because, you know, there are parts to this season that people really don't talk about, I don't think, enough.
Sure.
But then, you know, of course, there's just the utter joy of the day.
Absolutely.
Of people getting married.
What's the part that people don't talk about very much or enough?
Letting go of your kids.
Yeah.
Your kids, just literally, this is the marker. This is like the stamp.
I'm going to make you cry. I can tell already.
This is the day that says we're not ever moving home. I mean, not that I would ever want my adult boys to move home.
Right.
But it's like literally the stamp that's just placed on the envelope of, now I'm setting off to start a family and to start this life. And it's wonderful. It's what I want. I'm so happy.
Right.
But it's also an adjustment.
So I'm going to walk through a couple things that were stick out in my mind.
Okay.
When our friends came, so we came before the wedding and we helped set up like the charcuterie and appetizers.
Yes, yes.
When we came, it was me, Mallory, Kat, Emily, Virginia girls, Heather, pretty much you and Joey and Daryl.
Yeah, Marcus and Kelvin had already left. Mm-hmm.
But the minute that you saw us, you started crying.
Yes.
Can you tell me what you were thinking? Like when you see certain people come into... Because I had seen you like 3 days prior. So like when you see, what does that mean to you? Like, what were you thinking when you saw us and you started crying?
I think when my childhood girlfriends, they came and they were helping me set up for the rehearsal. And
They came like Thursday morning.
They came Friday.
Okay, Friday morning.
They met me at the place where we were having the rehearsal dinner, and Gina brought chair covers.
Yeah.
You know, so immediately, you know, when I saw them, I just busted out bawling as soon as I saw them. And I think the reason is you are surrounded by people who have loved your kids.
Yeah.
And have watched your kids grow up, and they have been part of the story.
Sure.
And obviously you're not the parent, but you're someone who has cared about Joey. You're somebody who's listened to stories about Joey. You're somebody who's, during his teenage years, you know, went through all that. I mean, you know, we went through a little bit of a hiccup or a tough time with Joey. All of you, all the people you mentioned, were so in that with Daryl and I.
Sure.
And it's just like all of it floods over you. And it just, I was just experiencing a huge level of just love and gratitude, just thankfulness that it was all of our favorite people walking in that love our kids so much. And it just felt really, really good.
Right. Similarly, another moment that I'll remember for a really long time is, your boys walking you down the aisle.
Oh,
I'll never forget your face. Because, you know, the way that it was arranged, I could see your face the whole, pretty much the whole time.
I think from where I cried the whole time.
Yeah. And when, as a parent of adult children and, you know, just having walked through this, what do those moments mean to you? Like when you have your boys on either of your arms and it's a really solemn moment right before the bride walks in and you're getting seated, what is that moment like? What's going through your head and what do you think?
Well, I can speak to people that have kids at home and your kids are little and you're repeating yourself and you're cleaning up messes and you're just feeding people all the time, all of that. You know, it's so worth it. Mm. You know, Teddy is just this mountain of a man now.
You know, he's a Viking.
He's almost 6'5" and he's just this, and he's got this just big, beautiful head of hair and he's just, and I'm walking with him and I'm like, I'm just overflowing with just admiration and love and respect. I just am so thankful that we get along so great with our boys. Mm-hmm. Our boys love us. We love them. And I just was just overcome just with just a healthy sense of just being feeling so proud of them.
Yes, absolutely.
And also, you'll never stop seeing, this is the truth, listen to me, you will never stop seeing the little face of Fitz when he's 25. You will still see that little kid. And so I'm walking down with Teddy and I can still see him, you know, in his little gibbery pajamas and wanting me to comb his hair over to the side. I mean, I'll just still see that kid. And I'm so thankful I still get to do life with them. I'm so proud of them. I'm overflowing with just, I think that's part of what emotion and tears are. When I can't contain my emotion, so it just comes out as tears.
In your eyes.
It just comes out like water.
Well, I think that sense of pride is so good.
Oh, and thank God I had no Kleenex. I had brought Kleenex and I had forgotten them back at the Airbnb, and Em had a hanky that I gave her.
Yeah.
Yep. She handed it to me.
Yeah.
Cause, and she's like, I haven't even used it yet, but take it. And if I wouldn't have had that hanky, oh my goodness, because I cried the entire way. And the one thing I loved about this wedding is the walks were long. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't just like this fast walk down the aisle, like where the moms had to walk. It was a pretty long walk in those heels. And then when Emma, two moments that I will not ever forget is watching Joe, the pastor, the officiant, had Joey turn around for a while, see her, because they didn't do first looks or anything.
Right.
But as far as the whole congregation watched her do a long walk. I mean, and it was because it was across this beautiful green field.
The setting was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
The setting was beautiful.
Horses were running. Yeah. It was like, I still feel like that happened. Like, you know, and she's doing this long walk with her dad.
Yeah.
And it's, and the grass is so green.
Yeah.
And her veil is blowing. And
it was beautiful.
Johnny Sisson, Joey's friend from childhood, said, she looked like a swan.
Yeah.
And she did.
Yeah. It was cute. They mowed a path, like a shorter path.
Yes. Yes. Like an aisle.
Through the field.
Yes.
Like an aisle for her to walk down with her dad. It was beautiful.
It was stunning.
Yeah.
And so I will never forget that, but I'll never forget the emotion on Joey's face.
Yeah.
He was laughing and crying and laughing. He was kind of laughing, crying, but he was just so happy.
Yeah.
And it's just a really interesting feeling.
Sure.
It's a feeling full of emotion.
Do you feel like there is a sense of closure in some ways?
No.
Or like, is there a chapter?
It's a,
like, it, is there no, a mark?
It feels like new beginnings.
Yeah.
It feels like a new beginning.
So it does. You would say it feels like there's a moment, like it is a moment in time where something turned.
For sure.
Yeah. 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 You wrote, I don't remember the answer to this, but I remember us talking about the wedding months ago. And then recently you wrote on Instagram, you took a picture of the tree where they got married.
Yes.
the way that they, just to paint the picture for you, Emma's family has a horse farm.
Yes.
And it's like there's houses, two houses on a hill with kind of a valley-ish in between.
Yes.
And there was, the reception was set there. So there was a big, beautiful white tent when you pulled in. But up on a hill, there was also, was where the ceremony was, next to this big oak tree.
Huge tree.
Oak tree?
Yeah, huge.
In a pasture, there were horses all around us.
Okay, do you want me to tell you about that?
Can you tell us about the tree? Because I know you've told me before, but I forget.
Okay,
but you alluded to it on your Instagram.
Yes, I'm gonna see here. That tree is absolutely gorgeous. The tree is very old, you know, older than any of us for sure. And I'm just gonna read you just a little bit of what I spoke over them the night of the rehearsal dinner. And so this is going to
talk. It's part of the tree?
Yeah, this is going to talk about the tree.
Are you going to read us your speech?
Part of it.
Okay.
Do you want to read? You want me to read? I won't read it all.
Okay.
But I'll read you, this part. This is about Joey. So I said I wanted to share a couple stories about Joey. So this is about Joey. So Joey showed us at a young age not only the characteristic of a big heart, but of a thankful one. And this actually, you were part of our life during this. So this, you're probably going to cry and you're going to remember it. When Joey was about 8 years old, I bought him a robe at TJ Maxx. He didn't know it, but it was on sale for about $7. And you know, that really didn't matter. When he got that gift, I'll never forget him coming down the stairs and tying that robe real tight in the front, you know, tying it, looping it over, and saying, "This is the best gift I've ever gotten in my whole life." Now, Joey wore that robe until it was wildly inappropriate. Do you remember?
Yeah. That?
He wore that robe until his booty cheeks were hanging out.
He loved that robe.
I said, Joey wore that robe until it was wildly inappropriate. I eventually had to hide it. So, but today, I thought it would be a perfect time to hand it back to you.
Oh, that's sweet.
And to remind you that gratitude will keep serving both of you very well. Keep practicing it. But dear Lord, don't try that robe on. And then I talked about Emma, how we call her strawberry shortcake. And I gave her a couple strawberry shortcake themed items. And then I said tomorrow, because this would have been a Friday night, and they got married on Saturday. I said, tomorrow y'all will get married under that big old oak tree, that beautiful tree that has been there for longer than any of us have been alive. And from where you say your vows, that tree is stately and gorgeous. It's what everyone will see. But if you go around the back of that tree, you'll see where it's been struck by lightning. Mm. You'll see the gnarly, tough wear and tear of life. And listen, any marriages that I have witnessed that stand the test of time have had their own lightning strikes. I've thought about this tree for months. How is that tree still standing? And I did some research. I did some old-fashioned Googling. And no matter what I read, everything pointed to its roots. That tree is still standing because of its roots. It's not the beauty. It's not the green big branches. It's all in what's underneath, what we don't automatically see. So here's what I'll leave with you, Joey and Emma, is to sink your roots deep, to practice your faith, to talk to Jesus, to keep community of family and friends, especially your mom and dad's, close, to go to therapy if you need to go, to eat well, to drink delicious wine, to make a cozy, welcoming home, to be kind and generous and to love people. And just like that big old oak tree, sink your roots deep.
That's so good.
Yeah, that tree was beautiful. But when you went behind that tree, that crack was just so big and so gnarly. You have to just stare and wonder how it's still standing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. So thanks for sharing that, by the way.
Yeah.
That's so good. As you've reflected on the wedding, what are some of your takeaways where you're like, you know, we're not going to walk through the whole thing in every detail.
Yes,
but what are some of your takeaways where you're like, oh, the wedding reminded me of this value.
Oh, Matt. my tribe, Daryl and I's tribe, our people.
Yeah.
The people that, that just came and just helped us and threw in and just were there. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me to, you know, choose wisely. Mm-hmm. The people that you choose to do life with, the people you choose to text off, you know, three times a week or four times a week to talk to on a regular basis. Choose wisely.
To debrief with.
Yes, that's right.
Get your debriefers.
Yes, yes. Choose wisely.
Yeah.
Because it makes a difference. You know, I love that saying that you are the combination of the five closest people to you.
Right.
And I looked around this weekend. I looked around the weekend of the wedding and I thought, I love who I am.
You're
because
like, I'm a good shape.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Like, because I love them and I love them and I love them.
And I have people that will just throw in.
That's right.
And will come and will help us. And I will do the same for them.
Totally.
But it was a reminder. It was a good reminder that it matters who we do life with.
100%. I think for me, it's also weddings are just a reminder of community in general for me. Because, you know, weddings bring out people that don't see each other a whole lot, or people, you know, Joey had on his guest list, there were some of his high school friends' parents that he probably hasn't talked to in a little bit.
Yes.
There were people from our, when, you know, I was your youth pastor days that were there. Just different seasons of life. You had childhood girlfriends there. You had college girlfriend there. Just all those different seasons of life that come together to make us who we are.
Yes, for sure.
I remember something years ago where one of our friends, Megan Chismar, this is such a random thought, wrote something to the effect of, I don't collect things, I collect people. Yeah. And over your life, I don't know why this is making me emotional. Over your life, you just collect people that have an influence on you, that hopefully for the better, maybe not always, but that you collect people, that you bring them in and you let them influence your life. And I'm with you. Like, if that's the company I'm keeping, I'm in good shape. Mm-hmm. I'm in good shape. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Something else I thought of too was, I don't know why this stuck out to me, but the desserts, how you guys did the desserts was really special.
Yes.
Do you want to describe that?
Emma and Joey loved the idea of about 20, it was like, I think it ended up being about 23 people bringing their favorite dessert that would feed up to 15 people, the recipe written on a recipe card, and to have like different puddings and pies and cakes. Yeah. And there were two big, beautiful cakes, but then there were also other things like cookies and
it was special.
It was so special. And you know, I didn't even make it to the dessert table. What did I even have? Oh, I had a couple bites of cake. You know, that's the thing about when you're close to a wedding.
Yeah.
The food, I don't even hardly remember. Like,
I know.
I do, I did think that was so sweet.
It was really special.
And you and Mallory and Francine managed that dessert
table. Great.
And it felt like people really loved it. I had people come up afterwards and say the dessert table was really a cool thing.
Yeah, it was really cool. Just as a side note, maybe you missed this, but people had their eye on the dessert table.
Oh my word.
Going through the food line, they were perusing everything with covers on it.
Yes.
And then they were savages. Yeah. They were actually,
the kids ran to the dessert table.
Well, I have to say, and I'm not saying this because it's my mom. My mom made a beautiful blueberry cheesecake.
People were in line for it.
She was cutting it behind the dessert table and people were going around outside of the wedding tent to come and get it right off the plate from her.
Correct.
And actually we had dinner with her after a couple of days after the wedding. And she said, you know, I got really hungry for that cheesecake, so I'm going to make one for us. So she made a cheesecake.
She
came home from the wedding just because she wanted it. And we're going to share it because we didn't get any either.
Well, I'm having breakfast with your mom tomorrow morning. I'm so excited to hear all about it. But people were excited about that.
But that was a really fun thing because similarly, it's like the spice of life, of the mixture of people that are in your life.
Yes.
And listen, the Amish family turned up for the dessert table.
Oh, my word.
They didn't mess around.
They didn't mess around.
Like, you invite the Amish for dessert table.
Listen, also, this is so sweet. She won't listen to this because she's Amish, but Joey's first cousin, Dwayne, when he was growing up, that's where he would go to be babysat.
Yeah.
And he couldn't say Dwayne, so we would call him Wayney.
Yeah.
So Wayney came with his wife, and one of Joey's favorite desserts is eclair pudding, where it's pudding, graham cracker, and then there's like a chocolate ganache that seals it all on the top. Well, she made him a little small container to take home. And when I went down to help them, you know, clean and set up their house and hang things up on the walls and things after the wedding. When I was leaving, he had that container out and was eating from
That's
it.
He's sweet.
Like, this is so good, Mom. And it was just a sweet gesture. I will say I had some pre-thoughts before the wedding of things that this is for you moms out there that are going to have kids getting married. Think of some things that you know that you want to be intentional about and do during that time. And you know, make sure you do them, because so much happens.
Yeah, it's fast.
You know, and there's so many people that you cross paths with and see, and there's just so much that happens that I think you kind of have to predetermine some things that if it's really important to you,
like,
to
what,
do.
So, like, what were those things for you?
So Joey is in commercial real estate. Joey's 25 years old. Joey started in commercial real estate when he was 23. He has been hustling and at it and persistent and works so hard.
He sure does.
And a couple of his clients were coming to the wedding. And I had told myself before the wedding, I'm going to find those clients. I'm going to seek those clients out. Because one, they are making the sacrifice to be at his wedding, first of all. And these are investors. These are people that are buying and selling large commercial properties in Columbus.
Right.
And so I found two of the clients, and I know they were probably like, oh, this woman, she's full of emotion. I was holding their hand, like both guys at different times. I had both of my hands wrapped around one of their hands when I was talking to them, because I was like, I want you to know how much I mean this. I said, I want you to know how much I mean this, is how I started. I said, I'm Joey's mom. And I said, I want you to know that we pray for men like you and our family, because Joey is a hard worker. We know that. I know that. But Joey's young.
Yeah.
And you have given Joey a chance. You have trusted Joey with your finances, with how you spend your money on a property, how you buy or sell it.
Right.
And I said, and you have given him opportunity, and I want you to know from our family that's just important to us.
Sure.
And we are just so thankful for you. And both of them were like,
well, listen, anybody that loves your kids, you're sold.
And then they both were just so, you have such a good son. They just went on and on about
really
him.
Sweet.
And I said, listen, I know that, but you didn't know that when you gave him a chance.
Right.
And then something that one of them said, his name was Sean, something he said to me that I thought, I'm going to remember that forever. He said, you know, I've been at this a while. And he said, and I've come across a lot of brokers and a lot of people that, you know, they make their living off commission.
Sure.
And he said, and I have watched Joey, and I've stood back and watched him in a way that he could zero in and he could grab more money if he wanted to. And he doesn't. Because he feels like it may not be the thing to do. It might not be the thing that's filled with integrity to do.
Right.
And he said, I've watched him not go after more money because he felt like it wasn't the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, for somebody that young, it's such a great character quality in business.
Right.
He's like, and I look at things like that.
Sure.
He's like, you just have a really special son. And it was such great interactions with both of them.
So what were some of the other things that you thought through the wedding, you want to make sure you like either pause and make sure you soak this all in, or certain things that you wanted to make sure you did.
Yeah. If you wear heels, make sure that you
bring flats
hair.
Or don't come at all. Because, you know, bring flats.
I didn't want to wear my, I didn't want to be in bare feet.
No.
And also, you know, I had some antique hankies laying around because I was dabbing my eyes all night. Somebody said to me, every time I looked at you were crying. I said, because I was pretty crying. I was crying the whole time.
You weren't crying on the dance floor.
Listen, if you have the opportunity to get your hair and makeup done, do it.
Yeah.
I got my hair and makeup done and it just felt great.
Yeah, that's so good. There was something else I was thinking about is the dancing was very fun.
Oh, very fun.
And you cut a rug. I saw you out there with us.
They played Apple Bottom Jeans.
I know. I have videos. I don't know. I think I might need to soft launch them on Patreon first.
Yes. That.
I think the videos of you dancing should be behind a paywall. I think that might be our slow play of wedding content. Because I have some good videos of us.
The funny part would be, yes, I joined Patreon when I wanted to see Leanne dance to
that's right.
Get Low.
That's right. If that's what brings you into our podcast family, we will do it. We're not above it. We're not above a lot of things.
I loved Joey's little number before he took the garter off. I didn't even know the boy could move like that.
Well, yes, it was
very youthful.
I do have to confess.
Yes.
You know, there were a lot of, if you've been to a wedding, you know, there were a lot of traditional things like father of the bride gives a speech, mother and son dance.
Yes.
Throw the bouquet, throw the garter. Yes. But if you've been to a wedding in the last 30 years, you've probably seen how they do the garter thing.
Yes.
When the bride sits on a chair and the groom gets it.
Yes.
In his way.
Yes.
That he does.
Yes.
And I was not prepared. Because as we've discussed in this podcast,
we still see him.
I think he's 12.
Yes.
He's 12 with his little curly hair.
Yes.
But he is a man. He did some very body roll dances. Movement.
Yes, he did.
With his hips.
Yes, he did.
And went underneath and got the thing. And
all I
got to
say is go grandbabies.
Well, I did have a moment where I leaned over to our friends and my wife and I said, I wonder what the Amish are thinking right now. And I said that they were probably like, and this is why we stayed Amish. I'm not sure if the Amish were ready for apple bottom jeans, but they got it. They got it.
It was so fun.
It was such a fun wedding. And it was fun for me to see. I don't know Joey very well in this season of life. Mm-hmm. And so it was fun to see his friends and the people that he's invested in. And his community that he's built as an adult, because I was his childhood community. Yes.
I love his friends.
Yeah, it was great.
He just has some wonderful, wonderful friends.
Do you have any parting shots about the wedding that you like want to throw in there?
I think if you are very close to the bride or groom coming up, if you've got something coming up, you know, everybody says like, just soak it all in, just be present.
Right.
And here is what I did. You know, a lot of families invest in beautiful photographers. Mm. So I just decided I'm turning my phone off.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I turned my phone off. I gave it to Kat, our friend Kat. She put it in her purse and I did not have my phone the whole night. And I'm so glad because, you know, Matt, I wanted to just stare at them dancing together.
You did.
I did.
I watched you. You sat at your table and cried.
Yeah.
You cried and then you maybe took a bite and then you cried for 30 minutes. Listen, and then you talked to somebody.
And also be okay with crying.
Yeah, totally.
Like just be all right with it.
We're all there to cry.
Because listen, sometimes crying is just the overflow of the joy and the happiness you feel. And so really that's my parting shot is just feel it all. Mm-hmm. Turn your phone off.
Turn your phone
off. You'll get pretty pictures from other people.
That's right.
And the videographer and the photographer's there. Yeah. They're doing the professional job. They don't need you.
That's right.
And I just,
and we don't need your hand with the phone in the professional pictures either. You know,
I really, that helped me. It really did.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I think subconsciously we just pick up our phone even.
Yeah.
It just really helped me just be there.
Yeah.
Totally. And it felt really, really great.
Totally.
Now, listen, we have one more thing to do.
What a great weekend.
It was a great
weekend.
What a great place.
What a great place. What a horse farm.
Yeah.
What a marriage. What a marriage. What a son.
What a
daughter-in-law.
What a groom. What a bride.
Yeah, what a groom. What a bride. Hey,
let's talk about food.
Listen, I had two jobs. I had two jobs at this wedding.
Yes.
And they both involve food. Shocker. But the first one involved a lot of things from Walnut Creek Cheese and Market.
It did.
And so I think we need to talk about when you made your charcuterie board. You went to Walnut Creek Cheese and Market and you got certain things.
I did.
I'll tell you what I was happy to see there.
Okay.
I was happy to see the smoky cheese cubes.
Yes, I love them.
Walnut Creek Cheese and Market does something great. So you can buy cheese in like a hunk, like a log, sometimes even a roll.
Yeah, you can get it sliced.
You can get it sliced. But one of my favorite ways to get cheese from there is they have it pre-cubed.
Yes.
And I especially love the smoky ones.
Yes, same.
They have smoked cheeses that
are
so good.
And why is that particular cheese better cubed? It just is.
I agree.
And it's a variety pack.
Yeah, it comes in like a plastic tub.
Yes.
That is so convenient. Honestly, it's one of the things, I know this might sound silly, but if you're coming to Walnut Creek, you're coming to Amish country and you stop
in at
Walnut
Creek
Cheese.
You're coming to the live
event. Yeah. That is a snack for me.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, if I'm out and about and I hadn't had a meal and I'm like, oh, I probably should eat something, I will get a little bin of those smoky things. And they're so good.
And here's what I'll say when you're making a charcuterie. Different shapes, different textures, different cuts of things make it interesting.
Levels.
So I always like to have sliced, but I always have a pile of that smoked cube.
Yeah.
Because it makes an interest. It makes it interesting.
Yeah.
And also they're an easy grab. They're a perfect little bite. And what we decided to do with this grazing table or this charcuterie is, your mom helped me prep it the day on Thursday. The wedding was on Saturday. We put everything in containers, labeled.
It was awesome.
In a huge Yeti cooler. And so it would make it easy for the people that were putting it together, which we were part of that. But I told myself, with the encouragement of Daryl, that we were going to keep it pretty basic. Mm-hmm. We were going to do beautiful grapes. We did green, red, and purple grapes.
Right.
We were going to do carrots with some dip. Strawberries, blueberries just for the interest.
Right.
And
orange slices for interest.
Orange slices and some grapefruit triangles, wedges. Yeah. And that was about it.
Yeah.
You know, beef sticks. We had some beef sticks.
So good.
We didn't go crazy with, you know, hummus and we didn't do olives. Because it was 244 people.
Right.
You know, and we wanted everybody to have a little plate.
Right.
You know, it wasn't the meal.
It was like a little cocktail
hour.
So it was so good.
It was so good. So really, and I'm not just saying this. I'm really not. Walnut Creek Cheese and Market, Walnut Creek Foods, they have great product for charcuterie boards.
100%.
It is the place to go if you are in Ohio's Amish country, anywhere near Ohio's Amish country. It's worth it to make a little bit of a trip because their prices are better. The quality is incredible. I mean, it was all beautiful. The grapes were beautiful.
It was so good. It was so good. So yeah, the next time you're in Ohio's Amish country, check out Walnut Creek Cheese and Market because they have truly almost everything you can imagine. Speaking of coming to Amish country, we would love to see you at our live event coming up in November.
Yes.
We are going to have such a great weekend
in Worcester
and in Ohio's Amish country. So you can get all of our info.
In the show notes. Just in the show notes, you can link to the Eventbrite page.
It'll give you the schedule. Yes. But the quick overview is Friday night, we're spending time in downtown Worcester, which is like a little Hallmark town, especially around the holidays.
It's called Window Wonderland.
And Saturday, we are shopping in Ohio's Amish country. And we've partnered with some of our favorite places to get some freebies and some discounts and things like
Koblenz Chocolate, Be Fearless, Walnut Creek Cheese and Market.
Yes. So many great places. And then Saturday night, we're recording a podcast at The Nest, with a bonus episode with food from Walnut Creek Cheese,
private shopping,
frothy coffee, really good giveaways. I can share some of the giveaways. We're giving away a $700 mixer.
Yes.
Made by, I don't remember the brand, but it's from King Arthur Flour.
Yes. Yep.
Developed a mixer.
It's like incredible. $700.
Oh, it's beautiful. We have gifts from Cozy Earth.
We have, okay, let me tell you what we have from Cozy Earth because I just got it in the mail.
Tell us.
It's a cuddle blanket. If you don't know what that is, just go to cozyearth.com and check out the cuddle blanket.
Yeah.
It is amazing. It's a blanket.
Somebody's going to go home with a huge blanket.
Yeah, huge blanket that retails for like $250. Yeah. It's beautiful. And then a whole complete set of Cozy Earth plush towels.
Oh.
So it's the two of the bath towels, two of the hand towels for the washcloths.
Love it.
So yeah, that's what we're getting from Cozy Earth to give away.
Cozy Earth, we have
Well-Seasoned Table.
Well-Seasoned Table is sending some things for us to give away. Full Moon Tea Company is sending some things to give away. Tyler Candle Company. Yep. Is giving us some things to give away.
Sterling Candle.
That's right. We just have so many. So honestly, the price of the ticket, you're going to make up for some of it, especially if you win the $700 mixer, Lordy. So we would really love to see you at our live event. It's so fun.
Yes. Now, listen, I've had this question, Matt, and so I want to talk about it real quick now. What if I can't come up Friday night? Or what if I can't give Friday night and Saturday? You don't have to.
You don't have to.
Friday night was really just a bonus thing that we did.
Yeah.
Because we just thought it would be fun for people coming in for the weekend.
Sure.
You don't have to do Friday night.
No.
You can show up Saturday at 5:30 at the Nest. There'll be an hour of shopping and mingling and frothy coffee and charcuterie. And you know what? Bring maple or don't come at all. That's a little hint.
Just saying.
And we'll have charcuterie there. And we start recording at 7. You can just come on Saturday night only.
That's right. We would love to see you. Hug your neck.
We would love for you to come on Friday night and Saturday night because then you're getting the full whammy.
Yeah.
Saturday shopping is going to be wonderful.
So fun.
So we have people coming in from out of state. They'll come in and they'll start on Friday night and do the whole event, which really that's when you're getting the most bang for your buck and also the full experience. But you don't have to do that. You can just come on Saturday night.
So good.
Yeah. And also quick.
Yeah.
Patreon.
Yes.
If you don't know what Patreon is, I ran into somebody that you know, actually it's one of your teacher's moms that was asking me to explain Patreon to her. It's kind of like a subscription.
Totally.
And there's a $5 tier and a $10 tier. It's in the show notes. You're going to get extra things if you become part of the podcast. If you're a friend of the podcast or a family member of the podcast, you're going to get extra little goodies. Mm-hmm. And it's a way to support us. It's a way to support this podcast.
That's right.
And it's just a subscription.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Hey, well, thank you so much for joining us in this episode all about wedding reflections. You know, whether ordinary or extraordinary, we hope you see that these are good days.
This episode brought to you by Walnut Creek Foods.